Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that the major problem that we have in life today is a lack of personal responsibility and discipline. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He calls upon God to deal bountifully with this servant here in verse 17. Now, deal bountifully comes from a Hebrew word. The scholars tell us that literally means to wean a child. In other words, the psalmist is asking the Lord to mature him in grace that he may know how to live in this present evil world. Now, folks, I think that that's a prayer that every Christian should make. We should ask God to mature us in His grace that we might know how to live in this present evil world. Why? Because grace is not a license to sin. Grace is not a license from holiness, righteousness, and the standards taught by the Word of God. And so many today try to apply grace in that matter, and when they do, they are wrong, wrong, wrong. The book of Proverbs tells us that the horse leech has two daughters crying, "Give, give." We've raised a generation of children who've not been taught responsibility. Every time they're in trouble at school, parents will go and threaten or do whatever they can on behalf of their child. And I think they're being a good parent to do that. They interfere, and as a result, their child never learns to be temperate. That is, to do the things they're supposed to do, whether they feel like it or not. As a matter of fact, in many places, we've dumbed down education because we refuse to discipline and allow the child to fail, and the child will not apply himself, and yet we feel like, well, somehow we can't let him suffer. Oh, the great indignity of failing. Well, if they didn't earn it, it'll be a greater indignity to pass them. Now, people today are spending more and more money for education. And they're asking the government to increase taxes and do things of that nature. And I'm not on a political stand here, but I am on a biblical stand. And my friend, what we have to get back in classrooms, at least I know in America, is the old paddle, the belt. These kids need to be spanked. They need to be paddled. They need to be paddled regularly. They need to be made to mind. They need to understand there has to be order, there has to be discipline within a classroom. I think that if they do that, they can accomplish much more in a classroom. I think that that'll do much more than throwing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more to entertain them. They don't need entertained at school, they need educated. Now, too many Christians have that idea of God. There's no seeking to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Instead, they blame God when things go wrong and act like God is unjust for allowing my problems and my heartaches. If one reads Deuteronomy chapter 1, Moses recounts how the children of Israel, boy, they saw all the various plagues in Egypt and God's deliverance of them, the sea parted, they go over, and boy, what a great thing. All the miracles they see God work. And there are a few days without water, And boy, they start complaining and saying, oh, God brought us out here to kill us. God doesn't like us. Look what God's doing to us. And instead of exercising faith, they exercise anger towards God and feel like God owes them something. And they blame God for anything that they feel goes wrong or is not the way they wanted it. They act as if God is unjust for allowing these things in my life. It's interesting. I was talking with a gentleman recently. His wife kind of embarrassed him in front of me, but said, my husband, I can't get him to come Sunday night and Wednesday night into church. Would you tell him he needs to be there? Well, when you're saying that in front of your husband, ladies, and you put him in embarrassment, and maybe rightly so. I said, well, you ought to be there. He says, well, one sermon a week is good enough. I said, well, great. I said, it's one meal for your body, because the Bible told you that the scriptures were better for you than your necessary food. So you only eat one meal a week. He said, well, that's different. Well, I gave him a few other things beside that. And he's a man in his 80s, so I didn't want to get out of line. But nonetheless, isn't it interesting? There are people who have been saved for some time, even for years, but they're still living in spiritual Gerbersville, although they may already have been saved for many years. They're in spiritual Gerbersville. They have not matured in Christ. Now, my friend, you need to understand this about the relationship with God. Your salvation was not to make God your personal valet who surrounds you constantly with ease and luxury. And if that was your mind of what salvation is supposed to be, you have it all wrong, my friend. You have it all terribly wrong. Now, notice the purpose of his request. In verse 17, he says, that I may live and keep thy word. Living and keeping the word is a lofty height to which to aspire. But because Satan is a superpower and our enemy, he is greater than us. So, we need him who is greater than Satan to be in us, to help us, and to deal bountifully with and in us. See, in Christ, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But he that is in you, if you're in Christ, must have preeminence in your life. Now, a primary focus of this psalm seems to be obedience to the Word of God. I find it interesting that when the Great Commission was given, they were told in Matthew 28, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always to the end of the world. Now, he says teaching them all that he's commanded? No. He says teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. You see, that to observe means teaching them to obey, to do whatever God has commanded. And it's not just enough to teach doctrine. We must teach people what to do. The doctrine has to be applied. I've had people say, you know what, you don't really have to explain it. Just say what it is. So you can just say, well, God is against adultery. But you don't have to say that it's a sin to move in and live together without marriage. Yes, I do. That's the application. That's obeying. You see, that's saying, okay, this is what's wrong. We start naming it. And people get upset when you name sin. Some have the idea that you only preach the positives of the Bible. Well, if you only preach the positives of the Bible, that cuts out 8 of the 10 commandments. 8 of the 10 commandments are put out when you say, I'm only going to preach the positives. So, the primary focus of this psalm is obedience to the Word of God. Obedience makes us think of ourselves as servants. And that's what the psalmist says. He says, deal bountifully with thy servant. The psalmist, King David, will refer to himself as thy servant at least 13 times in this one chapter. He refers to himself as thy servant a total of 27 times in the entire 150 chapters of Psalms, with nearly half of them right here in this psalm that emphasizes the Word of God. Now, verse 18, he says, open mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Now, one key to understanding the Word of God is to simply ask. It's not developing a new version with the street language in it. Oh, no. We just need to learn to read it. Yes, it's all right to have a Bible dictionary to help you look up words and see what they mean. But we need just to develop the idea, I'm going to read this word, and then I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to teach me. As a matter of fact, start each time, which, by the way, should be every day, in the Word of God by first asking God to give you understanding. Then just don't read the words and close it up. Think on what you've read. You know, the word wondrous has often to do with the miraculous work of God. King David wanted to be taught by the Holy Spirit of God that he may see truths that become his treasures, those deep spiritual treasures of life. Can we not pray in the like manner as the sweet psalmist of Israel? How many do as I do, that you will read the scriptures, and then when they're completed, you'll realize that there was much you just didn't understand. I've read through the entire Bible every year since 1974, including 1974. And right now, it's the early part of April of 2010, and I'm over halfway through the Bible already for this year. And yet, I was just reading yesterday in the Word of God, and I saw some things in a passage that I had never seen before. Now, you think about this. If I had read it only once each year, now sometimes I've read it more than that, but only once each year, I've read it. How many times? 36, and that one made 37 times. 37 times. And I'm seeing something in that passage for the first time. Oh, my friend, this is a supernatural book, the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.